What up, ATS? This is Kid Cudi coming to you live from my house right now. But it won't be live when you hear it. Anyways, I want to talk to you guys today about Art Bell and the interview he did with the man who called in claiming he was flying into Area 51. So the story goes on, and he's talking to Art. This guy disconnected his radio, and he painted... he painted a red cross on the side of his airplane and made it look like a hospital aircraft, which is kind of dumb to me because hospitals don't normally use planes. And another thing that was really dumb was this guy was claiming he's over Area 51. He sees doors opening, lights coming on, searchlights. He doesn't see any planes yet, and it is nighttime. He claims he sees a turret on the ground, and he says he's going to fly at about 1,000 feet above the ground. Now, there is something that's really weird because he sees an F-16 fighter jet, or supposedly sees it. He calls it an F-16, but also he describes it as having two engines. Now, F-16s only have one engine, and of course it's nighttime, so how this guy could see this, I don't know. Because he said it was about 5 miles behind him, and he said he also had his afterburners on. Well, pretty soon the F-16 catches up, and I mean real soon, like probably about a minute, catches up and cuts in front of the dude, and then you hear him say, "They're firing at me, they're firing at me," and you hear some type of cannon sound, and it doesn't sound like a cannon at all. And plus, if this guy was in an airplane, it would be a lot louder than what it was on the phone. This guy, I think it was fake. I don't think he did it, and I'm pretty sure he was inside of a car going down the highway, because that's what it sounds like to me. You guys can think what you want, but I don't think that one was real at all. Now, there's also something else I was going to talk about. Let me pull that up real quick. I got it saved on my computer. Okay, here we go. It's opening up now. And, oh yeah, this is an interesting one. Real interesting. I don't know if any of you have heard this, but it's about a man called Single Seven, and his real name is actually Jonathan, as he states in this interview with Art Bell. He claims that he is from the year, this was recorded in 1997. He claims that he is from the year 2063, and that he is a rogue time traveler trying to find foods that can survive hotter temperatures, because what they're trying to do in the future is increase the temperature of the world by 15 degrees all year round. They're 15 degrees overall, 15 degrees Fahrenheit, and the MIMS, I guess what they're called, like as we call today, they're grays, and I guess he said in his time they're called MIMS. Now, he says, the person who invented time travel is not alive today, and he said that in our present time. And he also stated that 2051 was the actual date that we had found out how to time travel. Of course, this guy just sounds nuts. He pauses a whole lot between his words. He kind of stutters a little bit. And at one point, somebody asked him a question, and he responded with, "What? I didn't hear you." But the weirdest thing about this interview was some guy asked this guy, he asked Single Seven, they had callers call in, he asked Single Seven if Area 51 was still around in 2063, where this guy was from. And apparently, he had no idea what Area 51 was. Either that, or he was just acting like he didn't know. But he seriously said, Area 51, I don't know what that is. But then there was another thing, and he says, somebody asked him if he knows anything about alien contact, and he said, well, the first alien contact I know was out in the desert somewhere, which is weird, because I don't know, it just is out in the desert. So, I mean, why would they fly to the desert? Who knows? Anyways, on with the story. This guy is just, I don't know. I couldn't believe anything he said, just because from the way he was talking and the way he kind of stuttered sometimes. He was actually real calm throughout the whole interview, though. Excuse me. Which was kind of weird that he was actually that calm. Now, another thing that I want to talk about is this guy said that basically he's from 2063. He knows how to time travel, and what they're doing is he is back in time looking for this stuff to grow in the future when it's hot. And the reason they're doing that is because he says that it's the easiest way to fight the Mem and keep them away from taking over us. And he said they want our planet, and they probably want our resources too. I don't know. The whole thing is weird. You guys, you'll have to listen to it. What I may be able to do is bring up a... I got my iPhone right now, so sorry if I don't talk much. I'm going to try to bring up the... just a short audio clip of this guy. Basically talking about he's single 7 from the he's single 7 from 2063. I'm going to try to bring up just this first audio clip of it. Here we go. I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it or not, but we'll see. It's going to be playing in a second. This is just the music from the front of the interview right now, or the beginning of it. I'm sorry.
Here is somebody who calls himself Single 7. Single, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, first of all, thank you for coming on the air.
You're welcome. That's number one. I need to tell everyone about this after the New Guinea tsunami. I'm quite concerned.
The New Guinea tsunami?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's begin. You say, at the time of this writing, I am in grave danger. Do you think you're going to be killed?
It's a good chance. I got rid of my homing device, but they're still able. They catch up with me from time to time. And not only do I have to worry about my Trav T group, that's the group I came back with, I have to also worry about the alien Mem.
You're talking about, you said Trav T group?
Yes, our travel time group.
You claim to be coming from the year 2063, correct?
Correct. 2063, I'm a paleo ag tech.
When?
I'm not a weather tech, I'm a paleo ag tech, and in the future they're trying to change the weather.
What is a paleo ag tech?
It's kind of boring, I find it fascinating, but I'll...
Okay, there was just a short clip from the audio. You can find it on YouTube. You go to YouTube and you type in Art Bell, type in Art Bell time, excuse me, Art Bell time travel single 7, and that's single SEVEN part 1. And that should actually bring up the video. Okay, there it goes. And then as you go on, you'll find the, you know how YouTube works, you'll find the rest of the videos. I don't know if I can believe this guy, because he just sounds so weird and relaxed, and he doesn't sound like, oh, this is interesting stuff. You know, at the beginning of the interview, he says, I've got to get this stuff out to the people. But if you notice, he's not ecstatic about it at all. It doesn't sound like he's interested in what he himself is saying to the public. Now, the problem I have with Art Bell is, I love his show, or I did until things happened, but I loved Art Bell's show, and I also hated it because he took absolutely every single call that came in. I don't know why, but that made his credibility go down a little bit, because he was taking these calls and just these weird, dumb pranks people pull and all this, and I don't know. It's I can't believe it. That's what I'm sticking with. I don't believe this guy is from the future at all. Single 7, Jonathan, whatever he wants to go by, I don't believe him. Now, I want to talk, there's one other thing. In this interview, some guy named Philip calls in, and Art Bell, immediately after he says his name and where he's from, immediately Art Bell goes, oh, no you don't, Philip, and he cuts him off. And for a couple seconds, no one says anything. But what I want to know is why Art Bell cut that guy off. Because that's kind of odd. Unless he cussed on air. But I don't think that was it. And Art Bell kind of laughed about it. So I don't know if this guy had called in before and was just, you know, rambling or whatnot. I don't know. But that's all I have today. Those are the interviews, and that's what went on in them. You can listen to both of those. They're both on YouTube. Type in Man Calls Pilot Phones Art Bell Over Area 51, or Pilot Calls Art Bell Over Area 51. You can also, I already told you how to get into the interview with Art Bell and Single 7. That's on YouTube. Just type in Single 7 Art Bell Interview, and it'll come right up. That's it. That's all I have for now. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, if you want me to run through anything, just give me, you know, send me a message. Or if you want to be on the show, contact me. Send me a message on abovetopsecret.com, and I'll try and get you on. This is Kid Cudi signing out. Bye.